The far left had its way. It's a fact. If the woke folks had their way, we'd shut down all police departments. We would shut down the cracker plant. We would shut down all the fracking operations at the airport in Deer Lakes Park, and we'd throw Rich Fitzgerald in jail. They're that nuts. Hey, woke folks, you're going to get your wish. Loneliness. You're going to be sitting in a field with a windmill, brothers and sisters, because you're going to get your butts kicked in November because you're scaring the hell out of Americans. And you're lying. And the woke folks, the low IQ leaders, holding up signs that say, and I won't name them because I don't want to give them pub, holding up signs that say, if Fitzgerald has a million haters, I'm one of them. With a big smile. If Fitzgerald has 1,000 haters, I'm one of them. If Fitzgerald has 10 haters, I'm one. If Fitzgerald has no haters, I'm dead. Ha ha, ha ha. Jagoffs. A lot of sadists in the dictionary. Let's get right to it. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Marty. We've done the natural gas industry, which some people want to really demonize. When you think about it, you know, Pittsburgh's turnaround happened around 2008, 2009, when we discovered Marcellus Shale. And while we certainly don't do it in dense neighborhoods, it has certainly been beneficial. You mentioned the cracker plant, $8-9 billion project that put a lot of people to work for the
Shut it down, man.
Years.
It's a joke. Shut it down. hey, let's
well,
get
we
right.
We all use plastics. What are you going
to
do, right?
Let's get right to this. This ridiculous assumption. Let's tell the truth. Fitz, if you said today, we're going to ban fracking at the airport, what would happen to the airport, sir?
Well, first of all, we wouldn't have got all the flights we've gotten over the last, when we lost U.S. Air, when we lost the hub, you know, we lost 75% of our revenues and we couldn't pay the bills.
Right.
Literally could not pay the bills. So the Pittsburgh International Airport would have gone into receivership and would have gone bankrupt. Think about that black eye nationally and internationally that your airport goes bankrupt.
So hold on. So Fitz, tell the woke folks, what is their plan to save the bankrupt airport if you don't frack, sir? What's their plan, sir? What? Sunflower seeds? What?
There is no plan.
That's right.
That's the problem. And we wouldn't have, and Christina Kasotis will tell you, that the director who's done all these unbelievable things with manufacturing and freight and cargo, she would have never taken the job. We couldn't find somebody to take the job before we did the natural gas exploration at the Pittsburgh International Airport. We've now been lauded by the New York Times and Forbes and The Economist and international papers from Europe to Asia to everywhere else because of some of the things that they're doing out there, creating their own energy, you know, with a microgrid, with manufacturing. It's going really well. And the other thing about what natural gas has done, it lowered the cost for the average person, for the poor person who really struggles to pay their heating bills. I mean, you guys do a thing every year with the warming center and
warm-a-thon.
All the things that go on. Warm-a-thon, exactly. 70% reduction up until this year in natural gas prices over a dozen years.
Hey, Fitz, what's the woke plan to warm houses? What's the woke plan to save the airport, sir? What's their plan? I'm waiting for it, sir. It's just to say they hate you. That's their plan. I hate Fitz.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the same group, I will tell you, 8 years ago when we did this, that said, we're going to get him in 15. We're going to run him out of office. He's going to be gone. I think in 15, when I ran for re-election, I got, I think, 75% of the vote, maybe. I can't remember exactly the amount. But it's the same group that was there 8 years ago, trying to stop both the airport deal and the Deer Lakes deal. And by the way, the Deer Lakes deal was done with all of the people who live in that area, out in that community.
Hold on, let's stop on this. Deer Lakes Park, you put in well over $2 million to renovate it from what, sir? Fracking, right?
From the royalties that we got.
That's
but also
right.
We put a lot of protections in for the folks who live in Fraser Township, in West Deer, And by the way, it was endorsed by the folks who are represented out there. Their borough council voted for it because they wanted to see these protections that we were able to do with the lease that we did. So anything that would preclude that would take away protections for other people that are looking to do that.
And the only idea they have is throw him out of office, destroy him, and ruin him. I'm serious about this. We go way back to when we were 14 years old. How do you not choke them? I'm serious. Because I'd want to punch someone. How do you not do it, sir?
Well, look, politics is a game where people can disagree with each other. I'm proud of the fact that what we've done over the last 10 or 11 years, Pittsburgh has transformed. Look, we know neighborhoods that you and I used to grow up in that are so much different with vibrancy, young people, young professionals, property values, you know, jobs, et cetera, et cetera. This is good, good stuff. We want to do it right. We want to do it properly, but we'll have these arguments. We'll have these debates.
Hey, come on, Fitz. Come on, Fitz. Tell me. They're Jagoffs, aren't they? Come on. Tell me they're Jagoffs, Fitz.
I'm going to let you. What did you say? It's in the dictionary? Is that
my brother?
What edition of Webster's is that in?
My brother fighting the fight. Thanks, Fitz.
We're going to do it. All right, Marty. Thanks.
They're Jagoffs. They're Jagoffs. I'm done. It's in the dictionary. I'm allowed to say it a couple times. Sorry, ladies.